therefore let you be afflicted with hunger and then fed you with manna. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Can you hear it? The heartbeat of the church. The heartbeat that is the Eucharist. It is so quiet, so subtle, so easily drowned out by the world. And like our own heartbeat, it is easily missed and forgotten, often only remembered when it is in danger of going silent, only remembered when the rest of the body is affected, but it is always there, quiet, subtle, yet always present. It's a beautiful sound, a heartbeat. When we stop for a moment and listen, we find ourselves captivated at the gentle, quiet, subtle sound envelops our entire world. I think of moments when parents hear the heartbeat of their child for the first time, when years later that same child rests their head on the chest of their father and mother, falling asleep to that sound. At the end of life, the final slow beat of those we love resound all the more. And at times it is the loss of a beating heart which is the loudest. Because the sound of a heartbeat is one that puts everything in perspective and everything in its proper place. A sound that encompasses our hopes, desires, dreams, sadness. A sound that reminds us of who we are and what we do. That our hearts do not beat alone, but are intimately united with each other, and that we are made for love. It's such a different sound from the world, which is so noisy, with politics, media, work, and the constant going from one thing to the next, appear to be the only sound in the world at times, and we have grown deaf to the only sound that matters, the heartbeat of Corpus Christi, the heartbeat of the body of Christ. And I think we notice this in this noisy world that we find ourselves in, that just as limbs go cold and cannot live when separated from the human heart, so too do we and this world grow cold and lack life when separated from the Eucharistic heart, the heart that is so contrary to the world, a world with shouts of division, a world with screams of separation, a world with cries of unrest and isolation. With noise such as this, it is easy to find ourselves believing and thinking in ways that are not our own. And we can lose ourselves just as easily as the world does. And we end up believing that the world is divided and that we must choose a side. But, try as it might, the sound remains. The sound of love, the sound of communion. The sound that reminds us that we beat with one heart, the heart of Jesus Christ. And it is this, the Eucharist, it is He who we ache for. Yesterday, the Archdiocese began the year of the Eucharistic revival because it recognizes that without knowing and receiving the sound of love, without knowing and receiving the heartbeat of Christ in the Eucharist, we will grow cold and die. And it has already been happening in our world, and that we will be consumed by the world and taken by it. And so the Archdiocese is inviting us to enter into this sound, the heartbeat of Jesus Christ, the heartbeat of the Eucharist, to lay your head upon the heart of Christ. And as a child finds comfort and peace in listening to the heartbeat of their mother and father, so do we find comfort and peace and are able to fall asleep listening to the heartbeat of Christ, the heartbeat of love. To allow this sound to penetrate any wall separating you from loving one another, to allow this sound to quiet the anxiety, fear, feelings of inadequacy, worries of life, and simply get lost in that beautiful, beautiful sound. And then, after receiving that sound, we can wake up and enter into the noise of the world, to bring that quiet, subtle beating of our own heart to those who have forgotten the sound of their own. And as we are in that world, and when our heart grows weak and in danger of going silent in the midst of all that noise, we come here. We return to the source. We lay our head upon his chest, and we find our rest listening to the sound of love, the sound of the church, the sound of the living bread come down from heaven.